Hearing none, let's move on. The motion is made.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Four yes, one abstain.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution transferring estimated costs to the establishment fund, to the established fund. Whereas the McDonald Local Schools invoked the fund balance procedure and selected a construction project, and whereas the transfer of funds necessary to accomplish this task will be repaid to the general operating fund by the collection of renew and reduce levy over a 10-year life cycle of the levy, and whereas the money to fund this transfer is collected and available, now therefore be it resolved, the McDonald Local School District transferred $2,600,000 into the 005-9016 Athletic Facilities Replacement Fund from the 001-0000 General Operating Fund. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?
All we're taking out from one fund and earmarking for the second. So we can be, we're self-funding this, and the money coming in from the levy is going to replace the funds. The same interest rates, nothing will change. And if something doesn't work out, we can switch it back. It's a good auditing system for us.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is SF-14H tuition billing. Resolution to accept the proposal and agreement from Timothy O'Keefe to research and prepare tuition billing for Court Place students for the McDonald Local School District for the 2016-2017 school year. A copy of this is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, there's like three pages of information. You want to explain this to us better? I understand the concept. I couldn't explain it.
Yes, what happened, we contracted with this gentleman a year ago. Mm-hmm. In every school district, you end up getting students placed in your school, court placed students into your school district. And we don't always know from where they are coming. It sounds like it should be simple enough, but it isn't. And I want to stress that Diane Fosachek does an outstanding job with EMIS and keeping track of these kids. But every school district has students court placed, and we get very little information. This gentleman is a retired administrator from the Mentor school system, and he used to do this for Mentor, and then started after he retired offering services to other districts. He works in a number of districts in Northeast Ohio. Essentially, he comes in and looks at our records, and he knows some things to look for that are triggers that he'll check out. And so the agreement was any student that he found, he gets 10% of that money. So that last year he found five students that we were not aware that had been court placed and fell under these guidelines. And so talking close to $5,000 per student, which we were not getting from the district, which is the home residence of that student. So now we're getting that, and so he gets $500 for each of those students. And he'll come in again and look. Now our agreement was that any student he finds, he gets as long as they are in McDonald's. So each year when we get $5,000 from, and some of these districts could be up in the Cleveland area or somewhere else. So we get $5,000 from a district, he gets $500 for that student. And then he'll come in and review the records again to see if there's any others.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as made.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item of business is the Personnel Committee, and there is no report from the committee this evening, so we're going to move directly to the business. First item is a resolution to approve a memorandum of understanding between the Board of Education and the Ohio Association of Public School Employees regarding vision insurance. A copy of the memorandum of understanding is attached as Exhibit D to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as made.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Michael Hecker on an MEA contract with full benefits effective 12-2-16, daily rate of $187.58 based on Column 1, BA, Step 0, $34,327. Mr. Hecker has reached his 60th day, is entitled to the same benefits as per Ohio Revised Code Section 3319.10. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as made.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution to hire the following personnel on supplemental contracts for the 2016-2017 school year. Dan Williams, head football coach, $8,120. Chris Roop, boys head cross country coach, $3,884. Mike Richards, girls head cross country coach, $3,884. Matt Vukovic, golf coach, $3,177. John Anthony is the marching band director, $5,296. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I have some concerns why I didn't make this motion. For the last year, I've talked about the inequality of the salaries between the cross-country coaches and track coaches, possibly the golf coaches. Nothing against Dan Williams. He's worth it. Whatever you're paid, you're worth it. The band director, I have no problem with that. To make 40% of the salary for the boys and girls basketball, and they own, most of the people are I think it should be raised. I don't know how legally we can do it. It's not a union contract. We suggested it. So I'm going to abstain. Obviously, when you abstain, it goes with the majority. So everything Mrs. Higgins voted for, it shows 5-0 in the record, even though she abstained. And I'm, how you guys do it, I'm going to abstain as a matter of principle. Not that I'm against anybody. I think it's wrong that these salaries have not been adjusted. We have state champions and Olympians, and we get half the money. And I'm not knocking anybody else, please. I'm not knocking anybody else. So that's my, you've heard me say this how many times. I know that you're probably tired of hearing it, but that's my mini revolt. I'm a supporter as an abstain, but I think we should look somehow make these things right. My comment.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Abstain.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Three yes, two abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave as follows. Daniel Williams for the senior-junior trip to the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, December 6, 2016, substitute $80. Pam Ross to attend the National Honor Society induction ceremony here at McDonald High School, December 7th, 2016, substitute $80. Danielle DeShellis to attend the Phantoms hockey game in Youngstown, Ohio, on December 8th, 2016, substitute $80. And Chuck Mooney to also attend the Phantoms hockey game in Youngstown, Ohio, on December 8th, 2016, substitute $80. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. We now move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Clace, chairperson.
No report this evening.
Okay. Move right to business. First item is a resolution to approve the second reading of the following policies as set forth in your agenda this evening. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clace and seconded by Mrs. Harvey. Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as made.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
The motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the OSBA Legal Assistance Fund Consultant Service for 2017 in the amount of $250, copy of which is attached to Exhibit A to our agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
There's a second?
Second.
Motion has been duly made by Mrs. Clace and seconded by Mrs. Harvey. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, vote on the motion.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the OSBA annual membership dues and the school management news subscription in the amount of $2,664. Copy of this is attached as Exhibit F to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been duly made by Mrs. Clace and seconded by Mrs. Harvey. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as made.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. We now move to the Building and Grounds and Operations Committee. Mrs. Harvey, chairperson.
The committee did not meet. However, I do want to let everybody know the PA system is finally fixed at the elementary school. So we're very happy to hear that. That's all, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mrs. Harvey.
I have one thing.
Oh, go ahead, Mr.
Also, the men's and women's bathrooms in the gymnasium are now ADA compliant. And they did a wonderful job. They did a wonderful job.
That was Tom Amacone and John Lewis.
And I wouldn't expect it. So now there's no problems with, if there should be a, with their problem, we're covered now. So I wanted to thank you for that.
They did great.
I mean, it really looks like it's been there.
Yes.
That's all right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Move on to business. First item is a resolution for announcement of contract for professional design services and request for statements of qualification and proposals, copy of which is attached to your agenda as Exhibit G. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Resolution duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, let's vote on the resolution as proposed.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Next item of business is our treasurer's report.
Nothing to add to, other than tonight's items.
Thank you.
I just had to say, if I could, and Mr. Williams were here at the meeting, he did a great job, the information he gave us. He gave us hours of work that you agreed, Dan, we talked for 40 minutes. I don't think sometimes you don't get the accolade you deserve because it's the numbers. It's helping us work smart. I really appreciate it.
We'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you. So just a couple of items. The HVAC upgrades at Roosevelt are almost complete now. A lot of work had to go into that and some revisions and things, but they're just about done with that. And pretty soon everything will be online. So custodians, administrators will be able to look at their computer or their phone and find out how the boilers are and air conditioning are operating and keep everything up and running with a lot less trouble and effort. We do have a meeting tomorrow morning. Just got to give you a tech update, of course. We are meeting with Chris Hubinski and Brian Greathouse. Chris is from the ESC, Brian Greathouse from Neoman. And I did contact Jim Stratton, but I'm not sure if he's able to make it or not to talk about infrastructure improvements and updates. So I should have something to get out to you here by the end of the day tomorrow, a brief report on the meeting, and then start looking at some other things. Still waiting for the overall report from Mr. Stratton.
Thank you. Mr. Austin. At this time, we're going to move into executive session, and there will be no business conducted upon the conclusion of executive session. The purpose to move into executive session is matter A2, employment.
Mr. President, I forgot one other thing. I'm sorry. When Mr. Hart had told me he was going to discuss possible drug testing, I don't know if that's a topic that has come up in this area, in the school district in the past. It was right after that I had received one of my public administrative publications. So just something for each of you to read and consider. And we may or may not take this topic up in the next few months, but Tom pointed out, it is something that some districts do, and others, obviously, not quite half the districts are doing some kind of drug testing. So, sorry about that.
You feel something we should look at? I look for your direction.
My personal opinion is I'm not. It's something I've always been uncomfortable with. Okay. But that's.
Okay. I'll just point here. Okay.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session now for under item A1 employment at 7:50.
A2,
excuse me, employment.
Looking for a motion?
I'm looking.
So moved. I forgot where we were.
Who was it?
I got
who
distracted
moved?
From A1 to A2.
Mrs. Harvey moved.
You have a second?
Yes, second. Yes, here.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Harvey and seconded by Mrs. Klase. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. We're in executive session.
No.
Yeah.